Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JB will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
How are we, everyone? And welcome back. We're finally back. This is the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, we do have to start off with apologies for having more than the 2 weeks off. As much as I don't want to admit it, it is my fault. Just too much graft to do. Obviously, I'd been to Frankfurt for a bit of graft, and then I had the following weekend off on a little holly bob. And then I just come back, and it's just too much drama. People can't do their jobs while I'm away. It's just too much messing around. I get back and fucking there's phone calls, there's fucking dickhead customers and stupid shit. The working world can't revolve without me. I don't know why.
The life of a grafter, really?
But it shouldn't be this hard, though, mate. I know we've briefly said a couple of things. If you weren't graft,
it'd be work, isn't it?
Yeah, the way it's been the last couple of weeks, I'd rather just work. But I mean, the plus side, it's meant that we've got plenty of things that we can talk about. All the stuff that we've missed in the last couple of weeks. You know, there was another assassination attempt on Trump. To be fair, I barely seen anything about it. Really.
I didn't see or hear a lot about that. It was only on TikTok I saw some kind of, and then I deep dive a little bit onto it. But apart from that,
yeah, all I saw was that he was playing golf and there was someone in the bushes or something trying to give a little pop again, and then it was the Secret Service that apprehended the culprit, and then, I don't think they caught him straight away. I don't know. As always, we've got all the prep, we're always prepared on this podcast. There was new pictures and videos of the squeaky submarine that tried to do the Titanic.
Yes.
I thought that was mad. Considering how they says that it had imploded, so essentially it should have been compressed to the size of a Coke can.
You would assume when a car goes to one of those, to get destroyed, and it comes out that little cube kind of thing, just really condensed.
Yeah, but no, there was full panels, full shells. You could see electronics and all sorts and that, and obviously no bodies. That's if they were really on there.
Exactly. We spoke about this, mate.
There's plenty of conspiracies out there still. They might have got intercepted halfway along, and then taken out of the submarine, and then it just got left down to drown and implode. I don't know why I've inverted commas. You can see, but the listeners can't. There was that. I think the main one that's going on more so this week is the P. Diddy dramas.
Yeah, I mean, again, I haven't really kept track on this, but it just seems like every week there's something about that, or every other week.
I think he's
been arrested again now.
No, it's the court trials that's actually started.
Right.
Because I think we covered it pretty well on the previous podcast when it was all out and he officially got arrested.
Yeah, so apart from that, I haven't really heard anything until now when it's all starting to come up again. Well, I'm sure he was taking pictures around New York with fans now this week before he got arrested again.
I've not seen any pictures of him out and about, but I just know that the trial started. They've got into all of the videos that they've got, and they're going through those.
What's he meant to have actually done, though? That's the thing.
So the main story of what he's done is they'd always have these big wild house parties.
Yeah.
So obviously loads of men, loads of women, doors would be locked, loads of alcohol for the men. The women would just have water because essentially they were drugged up. Yeah. So they needed to stay hydrated on that sense. And yeah, it'd just be a big, essentially a gang rape on these women that were there because they're there because they know that they're going to get fucked. So
yeah, but they didn't want
to. It's not really rape, is it?
Well, there's a difference between wanting to get fucked and getting raped, isn't it? And then gang rape. So there is a little bit there, Chai.
I know, but
just a little bit there, mate.
But it's not, you know, you don't go to a pub to not get drunk. Well, most people. Or at least you don't have an alcoholic beverage to not get the.
Well, you don't go to the pub just to have one, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. And so you don't go to a P. Diddy party to not get fucked.
Right. I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get what.
So they knew the new go with that word when you
describe it to other people, mate.
Yeah, the new what was going to go down. It's just I think they didn't really know what level of
what was going down.
Yeah, and how many drugs were going to get forced into the system that they probably didn't want to have. So
that's the main thing that's been going on with him, like this, because they called it sex trafficking.
Yeah, there was sex trafficking going on allegedly. The other main one is Justin Bieber. So when he was 15, obviously Usher took him under his wing.
Yeah.
And again, allegedly, it's all allegedly, until it does get proven. So he left Justin Bieber with P. Diddy for 48 hours. Because there was a video on that that got resurfaced.
It was like, why didn't you text me? Or something like
that. It was that. Yeah. And we're going to do some Hollywood shit over the next 2 days, basically. And that was when Bieber was meant to have been drugged and bummed to death, not literally, figuratively, by P. Diddy at the age of 15. Again, there was the leaked audio from Meek Mill's bouncer, or bodyguard, because he was outside a room, heard Meek Mill getting bummed, and he recorded the audio. Apparently, I've not seen it, but Cat Williams dropped a video or gave a video to whoever it is investigating that involved Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how many of these other celebrities have been railed by P. Diddy. I still think it's weird, though, because I keep seeing pictures of him at the moment, and it just looks weird. It does look like it's someone with a face mask on, because it's just like, you know, excusing the pun, it's too much of a puffy face. Because it's all like chubbed out, the hairline's different, the eyes seem more sunken, and it just doesn't look right.
Could be the stress, though, mate.
No, but it was the same when it was the first arrest photos as well. The way it just doesn't look like him. But I think if he does actually get convicted, it will be the same as who was that fucking Epstein with the island? And you know, it will be a murder or a suicide in prison.
If the story never gets out because it's nothing to take to court.
Yeah. But I mean, that would be an interesting one, really, wouldn't it? You know, Diddy and R. Kelly in the same prison together. They'll all be having a nice little R&B night tonight, won't they? God, I mean, Diddy in prison, he'll probably be fucking raping the rest of the inmates as well, don't wanna. But again, is it rape? You know, they're all at the Diddy prison parties. They probably know what they're going to get into, or who he's going to get into. I mean, I'm not really that arsed about him. It's just how much of this kind of thing has happened over the years. Obviously, there was the Russell Brand stuff that come out last year or a year before, because there was the Channel 5 documentary, I think it was, and there was other comedians on there saying, yeah, he was always a cunt, he was a dirty bastard.
And nothing's happened with that, though. Like, he's not arrested.
He still pleads innocence. Yeah. I think it's only a handful of people that have come forward saying that he's done this and that. I don't know if it ever went to court. I think he did have a court case years ago for an alleged sexual assault. Again, I don't think he got convicted of that, but again, is it where it's happened once. Well, he's someone's tried it against him once, and then other people are trying it to try and get a bit of money in. You know, they're 5 minutes of fame out of it. At least with the Diddy stuff, when it is other celebrities coming out and saying, yeah, this is fucking wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's more convincing.
It would be interesting to see what goes on in that Hollywood circle in terms of you get what you want, really, don't you? You get, like, in terms of whatever you want, cars, houses, you can get it. So in terms of, like, the sexual stuff, you know, and what goes on, it'd be really interesting to see what actually has been going on.
Well,
how more is it, P? Did he like the leader of it? Like,
maybe I suppose just because of how much money
saw
he's
a gap
got
in the market and was like,
saw a gap in something.
Well, well, literally, it must have been like, ah, oh, man's too rich now. Can't be getting bummed, you know what I mean? Can't be walking. No, because yeah, you can't walk into a gay bar when you're like that famous without getting on any kind of social any.
Yeah, I don't think it was just exclusively men. I think he's that.
No, I'm just saying that was your kick. You know, like he was on about Meek Mill. Yeah. So, like he was obviously rapper and whatever. You know what I mean? You gotta have some cred in it.
Well, I think, you know, we've gone over it enough previously. I think these days a lot of them don't really care, do they?
No, but
it's only really football where they still don't come out as openly gay and that, really. You know, rugby players, they love it. They're all wanking each other in fucking showers. And they're straight married people. But, yeah, football.
But I do feel with rappers, because they all, it's just, as Kanye says, they're just rapping about cars, money and hoes again.
Yeah, I suppose it's because I'm thinking of fucking Lil Nas X, even though he's country, and a, but,
Well.
Yeah. I don't know, but did you ever see the interview? Well, the podcast where Cat Williams went on. I don't know the geezer's name, but he was an ex American football player, and he said about everything. Essentially, it's like a Hollywood Illuminati.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you were referring to. I can't remember the football player. Is it Jason? No, he won the Kelsey one. I know which one you're on about because I've seen it on TikTok. When he said it.
Well, I ended up watching all of it after I'd seen like the first clip. But yeah, it was essentially like he got offered that $50 million deal by whatever powers that be. But essentially he would have had to do a movie wearing a dress, and he's like, I ain't wearing no dress.
Didn't he refer Kevin Hart?
Yeah, Kevin Hart, fucking,
because he named a few, didn't he? But
Martin.
Marlon Lawrence.
Yeah, yeah, said about him, and there was one of them that fucking passed away as well. He was on about him. Slagged off your man as well, who does Family Fortunes over there. The fucking
fucking out, Steve.
Yeah,
is his name Steve?
Is it Steve Martins? No,
I know. What is his name?
There'll be people sitting there shouting, fucking.
His family.
It is Family Fortunes.
Yeah, like, I'm sure. Steve. Yeah, I know who you want about.
But yeah, like, said about him, the way he was trying to fucking be like Bernie Mac. He wanted to emulate him going into the movies, but because he wasn't good enough, that's why he ended up doing what he does now. And like, he was copying his stand up and whatever. But yeah, he slagged him off and everything. But yeah, it was the main thing, the way he was saying about all this stuff that goes on behind doors, and he's like, I was never going to be a part of it.
Mm.
Then it was a lot of, like, he's definitely away with the fairies. It was a lot of talking about his childhood, how he read, like, 100 books a week or something stupid like that. But saying that, times were different back then. There was nothing good on the TV, was there?
Yeah.
So I suppose he probably did.
Isn't it mad, like, when you see someone like that, you don't think they have that kind of mindset, because you just kind of like go off the character they're portraying either in the movies or in your stand-up. It's a bit when Terrence Howard done the Josh Rogan podcast, another one that used to be in Iron Man 1 and 2, then he wasn't.
He was fucking
like, knew everything about space and the cosmos, like, what the fuck did that come from, and like how shit works, like. Fucking hell.
Because there was another one that I think he went on Joe Rogan. I saw clips from several podcasts he did, but he was like a Disney kid star, and he's fucking just tapped now as well. And so what happened? Well, I suppose we do kind of know a bit of what happened to a lot of them kids with that
the Nickelodeon one.
Yeah, was it behind set or
the dark side of the set or something like that, wasn't it?
Quiet on set.
Quiet on set. That's the one. Yeah,
we got there in the end. All the prep. All
Discovery Plus.
Yeah. So yeah, stuff like that. Just fucking, I don't know. Is I mean, we was just talking about it before press and record. Is the money really worth it? The money.
I mean, fame? Not so much the fame, but the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you and I would wear a dress if someone was like I'm not being funny. If someone said to me, "Wear a dress and I give you 20 grand." You would wear a dress,
anyway. Oh yeah. Right, so let's get into a bit of nitty gritty here. So, someone, I'm not going to say, you know, one of these Prince treatments where they want to shit on your chest, like Katie Price.
And, oh, like the Dubai thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to say like one of these ones, but you know, a bit more respectable. Some minted off geezer says, "Name your price. You just suck my cock." What are you saying?
Oh, that one's probably the worst one. I'd rather have someone shit on me than that. Would you? Wait. Would you rather be like someone shit on you or suck a cock?
I think I'd probably suck the cock.
Oh. I mean,
because
I can't. Because
it's gonna get done quickly, and I ain't gonna.
You reckon you got the skill set, mate?
Mate, it's like a hand job. You know how to do it better than fucking most women. So again, I know I've never asked you this. We'll get back to that question in a moment. But someone breaks into your house, fucking gunpoint, obviously ready to kill fucking you, the missus and the baby and that, says, "You've got 1 minute to fucking make me come. Are you doing it or are you going to let the missus do it?" It doesn't have to be a blowjob.
No.
It can just be a
hand. I'm going to say the missus.
But do you not think that you could get it done quicker?
No, she knows what she's doing, mate.
So you're probably the only man.
No, I get what you're saying, because you can normally, as a man, you can just you know what motion you want.
Yeah, all you got to do in that situation is just get behind it, reach around, and just fucking bang it out.
I get your reference on that one, mate. But yeah. I get what you're saying with that.
So yeah, we're going for the blowjob.
So I don't know, mate. Right. I mean,
so let's start throwing out some numbers. 20 grand.
No, I couldn't. No. It's not going to change my life where this might fucking ruin my life.
Right. So
it would have to, it would have to be like 100. Like, I'm just saying, like, I mean.
So let's just say 150 bags, and that's your mortgage paid off and that. You're doing it for that.
Does he finish in my mouth?
Because
that's the bit where it's just like, I don't know, mate.
Would you not rather that, though? Because then if it's over your face, you've got to clean your face. And that's why I'd not want to have the shit, because you've got to clean the shit.
Can I ask you a question? Would that make you gay?
No, because unless you want to keep doing it, that's when it gets gay. Or if you get hard. If you get,
I enjoyed it. See, the thing is, it's hard. If there was 150 grand in front of you, it'd be hard. I'd like to say no on that one. I would rather have someone shit on me for 150 grand. Because literally, I'd just sit in the shower, doing the shower, get off me.
No, but it's never in the shower, though, is he?
No, but what I'm saying is,
and again, look, you've got shit on your chest. You're going to have to stamp it down the drain and that then when you're going into the shower. You won't even piss in the shower. So if you're trying to clean shit off, and you're trying to fucking squash it down.
What I'm saying is, I would rather piss in the shower for 150 grand. Now, I think I'd take the shit, mate, for 150. I can't put a dick in my mouth. Maybe I'm too much of a man.
Like, 200 grand.
See, this is the number I'm thinking, like.
So the mortgage is paid off and you've got a bit of
I think 250 would probably be the one where I'm like,
So quarter of a mil.
Yeah, I think that's just like, I wouldn't even think about it. Just fucking get it in my mate. Ooh.
So let's up the game then. Half a mil, he gets to bomb you for 5 minutes first.
Oh. No, 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 I'd rather just no. I just couldn't.
Mate,
though? No, because I've had like a deposit, you know, like when you're constipated and you have to throw the thing up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't even put that up there myself. I had to get my partner to do it. I can't have nothing go up there, mate.
Well, how about he buys you a couple of drinks first?
No, no, because it sounds a bit more gay. Of being like, he's wine and dining me before he fucks me.
Well,
man.
If you want food first as well, but otherwise just a couple of drinks.
I'd rather just get over and done with, mate. Nah, I couldn't. I just, there's no, nah, that's enough for me on that one.
What if it was only a small dick though? Like 3 inches?
Yeah, I mean, that probably would happen, wouldn't it, actually?
Because we don't have to assume that this millionaire's got a fucking schlong.
I don't know, mate. I don't like where this conversation's going, actually. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit homosexual, ain't it? I just, all I'm saying, average size, will they? 500 grand? No. I couldn't get bummed, mate. I couldn't. What about you? So you'd rather suck a dick than get shit on?
Yeah.
So how much would it cost you to suck a dick?
I'd probably do it for the 100 grand.
And then how much would it cost someone to shit on you?
Nah, because that's getting close to a million then.
See, I don't know. See, for me, I don't know. A million, just shit. No, bam. Falls in your chest. Whoa. Well done, lad. Up. Off. Shower.
Nah.
Don't. Never think about it again.
But I would take the 500 to let him blow my back doors out. obviously, this is all hypotheticals anyway. You know, we've not got any proposals for anything like this.
I just couldn't, mate. I couldn't have that. I couldn't have that happen to me. Mine would be 150 grand to get shit on, 250 to suck a dick, and I don't know about getting bummed, mate. That's fucking, I don't know if I could. I'm being honest. I don't know if I could.
Well, you know, don't knock it till you try it. That's what I'm saying is. But if any of you guys have got suggestions, you know, some prices for what might tempt us, then send them in, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Now, the hotline, this is going to be a test now because it has been about a month since I've reeled it out. 07470-488-096. I think that's right, but just double-check in the link description. It will be in there. X, Twitter, at Ash and JD. But yeah, links are all in the description. We're so out of practice. Three weeks has just been too long.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking that. I was just thinking, what if you got bummed and loved it? Like,
then it's over.
Would you be gay then? Would you enjoy pegging that?
I suppose so, yeah.
I can't, mate. I can't have nothing. Like, I'm just thinking.
Just because, like, we enjoyed getting the bummy doesn't mean I wouldn't still want to, like, you know, have some pussy. You know, I suppose I'd just be boiling, any or one of the other things on the spectrum. I mean, scale.
I just can't picture me on all fours, mate. I just can't.
You don't have to be on all fours. You could be on your back. Just legs in the air.
Even why? No, I could. No, that's even worse.
Mate. Cock slapping against your belly.
Oh, no, that's even worse because you're seeing the frosting. Nah.
Oh, God. You can wear a blindfold.
Oh.
Lights on, though. So he can see you.
I couldn't do it, mate.
What if it was a trans?
You mean a man with tits?
Yeah.
No. No, I can't. Look, I could have. I'm not made that way.
There's a few of our mates that just do it for free. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Steve. But not our mate's name. But that was that fucking army video.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff. Jeff, what? No, Jeff. Jeff, no. Jeff. Nah, Jeffrey calls him Jeffrey. Jeff's Brody's load. Fucking hell, who's fitted in the most you girls? Jeff.
I feel like I've seen one where he calls him Steve.
Maybe
like
calls Steve's him more. Maybe calls him different now, but I remember calling him Jeff or Jeffrey.
I don't know. There's too many fucking videos. So, I know I've said it before. We fucking, because I don't have the notifications on from my personal WhatsApp, but any videos and pictures that get sent in the group, it still automatically uploads to my fucking phone. So yesterday when I got back, because I've got one of those Alexa, it's a glorified clock, but it's a little screen one in the bedroom. Not for some reason. When I changed internet provider, I never set it back up again.
Right.
So it was just the time on it. So I finally logged back in on it yesterday, and it wanted to do the Amazon photos. I was like, yeah, I suppose that'll be all right. Let it just ping some fucking photos around. But as I've started to click it, I thought, hang on, I need to go through this library here. So I didn't realise, even though I've got the app on my phone, it had already automatically started to upload pictures and everything on there. So I had to sit through it. It took me half an hour. And again, because I've got a lot of like pictures of jobs and stuff. So I've clicked about 6,000 times. Probably about 4,000 of them were job pictures, and the rest of them were stupid pictures, tits, dicks, shits in toilets, you know, war fucking crime videos and pictures and
stuff. Yeah, the normal things. Group chat.
There was a lot of stuff. That was probably about 2,000 of them. I thought, I'm so glad that I thought about this. Otherwise, it would have been fucking, say, a Sunday morning while the missus is still in bed and I'm fucking out walking a dog and she's just seeing his photo reel going round. Next thing, there's a picture of fucking Postman Kiefer with his dick out. Fucking, or one of fucking, you know, fucking shits in the fucking toilet. That it's not even a shit, it's just a fucking explosion. Fucking.
What? That's probably like all lads' WhatsApp groups, though, ain't it?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dicks, tits. Just videos. There's some videos that haunt me in terms of, you know, when you see people getting killed in a certain way.
Yeah.
And like, I always remember the one, and I remember thinking about it. Remember like the chopping someone's head off and you see like them, and like, that one, oh, fucking hell, some mad stuff in there.
Well, yeah, because that was one of the pictures. For anyone that is a little bit squeamish, just like mute it for 30 seconds, maybe. But essentially, it was a decapitated woman. There was one man banging normally, and the other one was in the opened neck wound.
There's some fucked up people,
isn't there? Yeah, it's fucking mental. Welcome back for anyone that did mute it for a fucking brief moment.
Well, we know they just listened to that.
OGs. We love it. But yeah, it's just been a mad couple of weeks. There's two interesting space related ones that I've wanted to touch base on.
Right. I know one of them. Well, I think I'm going to know one of them.
So the one of them, James Webb Telescope.
Where it seems like there's an object moving. They've called it moving along toward. I don't know if it's towards Earth or moving it across the universe.
Towards Earth. So apparently it was detected a good couple of years ago. It self-corrected its course several times. The thing is that I don't get about it. It says that it's moving above the speed of light. But it's like 3 light years away, but it won't be if it continues its course towards Earth. It won't be here for like 10 years or something.
Right.
But if it's moving at light speed and it's like 3-4 light years away, should it be here quicker?
Well, I mean, space is a weird thing, that Rev. You remember that Interstellar, all that stuff, how everything works? We don't know, mate. You know what I mean?
But yeah, if it's only 3 or 4 light years away and it's travelling quicker than light speed, surely it'd be here quicker than 3 or 4 years.
Well, I don't know the physics behind
basically
it.
Basically, what they said, the math ain't mathing.
Right.
From what I read.
Because it's like the size of a city, and they've said this object is quite big, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what city, but they've said it's massive.
Largely, I mean, yeah. They did just, so
probably like London size or something.
Because I know that they picked it up on the telescope used before, the one you just mentioned, the old one before they put this one up. And
was that Voyager?
No, it was a one picked up this time.
James Webb.
Right, you had the one before, didn't you? I can't remember the name of the one. So that I remember them picking up as well. And obviously, the change to the better camera one, that's when you got all those pictures of the universe. Remember when that came out about 4 years ago?
Mm.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting. I mean, we like aliens on this show, and anything with a bit of mystery.
We love all of it. Yeah. All the aliens, extraterrestrial, and ghosts.
Yeah, we
unexplained.
You know what? We really need to do the ghost one, because I feel like that's really like just easy to do. Just book somewhere and just do a go with these little mic things, maybe a little camera.
Yeah.
And just fucking...
Just go for it. Well, it's getting to that point.
Yeah, the ghost season. Yeah. It's getting colder. It's darker for longer.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably too late to organise something like that now.
Now we could get something this year quite easily, I think. It just means we probably have to travel, which isn't a problem, but...
We'll have to have a brainstorm.
We'd have to pay for the lot, because most of them... I went to
the one in Wales.
No, the most haunted house in the UK, which is
Wales.
No, it's.
I know we've spoke about it before. Yeah, just in my head, it's in Wales.
Is it Pendlesham Drive or something like that?
I don't know. I know the house because I've seen a few specials about it.
Yeah. So there's only six people on that, but obviously it's more expensive.
Yeah.
So we'd have to obviously pay for the six tickets. Or just have us do our own thing there, or to another location.
Yeah,
because I fucking want to see something. I'm sick of seeing these like ghosts. You know what? I don't even bother watching those ghost adventures no more. I fucking wind me up to the one with Zach Braff, and he's like
Braff.
His name's Zach Braff, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking from Scrubs.
Mate, his name's Zach. I'm sure it's
Zach Braff. He's fucking JD in Scrubs.
Right, what's his name? It's definitely Zach something. So anyway, like, have you watched any of the Ghost Adventures thing?
Yeah, it's normally when I'm away, and you watch Quest and Dave and that, innit?
Yeah, so like on this one, though, you don't even go to Zach
Baggins.
I knew it was B something.
I knew who he was on about, but when you said Braff, I was like, I didn't know he was fucking hosting it, man.
Scrubs was good though as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Scrubs was really good.
Apparently, it's in the works for a little special.
That'd be nice, actually.
Yeah, it was like some red carpet event or something that JD was at, and the question got asked, and he was like, yeah, there's been a script for a long time. It's just trying to get everyone together at the same time, essentially. And then it was from that, apparently, it was going to happen. But I don't think we're going to get it before the Gavin and Stacey Christmas
special. No, I've never watched one. Not feeling it. Really got into it.
I used to feel like that before I'd watched it.
Right.
And then I watched it and I was like, yeah, this is fucking good.
Well, sorry, just to go back to the ghost thing, we should probably try to do one. Winter time, like this year, early next year, if such.
We'll have a brainstorm after pod.
Because I really want to go UFO hunting as well, where you see strange stuff in the sky.
That's in Wales, isn't it?
That one's in Wales, though.
That's what I was thinking of then. We'll get confused with. Logistically, it's more awkward for you.
Yeah, I'd have to get in advance, just because obviously we're bad. No. But you know what I mean.
I mean, to be fair, we might be able to. Oh, it's the dogs, though, mate. Alfie's fucking ready to take my dog's head off, innit?
No, we'll just do like somewhere local, anywhere where we can just drive back on the night. West Midlands. Because
we'd have to do it during the prime ghost hours of the night.
Well, the most companies, I'm sure, the start at 8 and the close like 2, like these locations.
We'll have a little brainstorm. Yeah. We'll see what we can get square.
Well, if anyone. Because my dad told me a story, yeah. I know I've mentioned on the pod where he just walked to his mate's house and all the kitchen, like cupboard doors started opening, and all the plates started flying out. I told you that one.
No, you haven't said this one.
Right. So,
strap in,
when
folks.
My dad was younger, he went to one of his mate's house. I won't say, I was about to say where he was then. Anyway, And as he walked in, his mate used to always, prior to this, mate used to always say his house was haunted. Obviously, never believed him. And he said him and his mate walked into the kitchen. All of a sudden, all the cupboard doors started opening and closing, like you see on the movies. Mm. He said then all the plates and knives and forks were just fucking getting thrown at them. Like he said, multiple. So he wasn't like one cupboard drawer at a time. It was like everything at once was just like thrown at them.
That's what we need. That's what we want to fucking see, to be fair, any.
One of Kyla's friends has gone on like kind of mini ghost tour of America and doing like really haunted locations there.
Yeah, I don't think we can afford that one.
No, yet. No, fuck, mate, no, but it'd be worth it. Mate, a big 7-Eleven Sour Patch Kid slurp or big slurp. I forgot the name of them, but fuck me. The best thing ever. You couldn't have them in the UK. There's too much sugar and shit in there.
All the E numbers.
Oh, mate. It puts you right to the toilet, son. But I brought like a cherry one, I think. And Kyla brought like a Sour Patch Kid one. She's like, try that. Oh, fuck, that's nice. Threw mine away, went back. mate, see this? Literally. So for anyone at home, like a litre bottle of water or something like that, it was that size, like, no, it was like a litre worth of...
because they're just fucking ridiculous sizes, isn't
it? It was like $2 something. Fuck, like, at the time, like £1.40 or 80 or something, but the exchange... I always go to... I would love to fly to America just to get one and fly back.
Well, when I win that Euro, I'll get you your own 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
in your fucking
call
yard.
It 11-7.
But you can't call it 9-11.
Yeah,
walk it out. So, back to the other space related item.
Right, that's it. Yeah.
So, I feel like it's already started. But we've got a second moon, or we're about to have a second moon.
Right, so if we have a second moon, what would happen? Because that controls all the water.
No one said what would happen on that kind of thing, where it would affect the tides or anything.
Yeah.
But, because there's an asteroid belt near us. So I think it's either between us and Venus, or between us and Mars.
All right.
And essentially, I think it's further out actually. But anyway, there's an asteroid belt that separates some of the planets. And it's a big asteroid from that that's somehow broken.
Of course.
Yeah. And so the way it comes to us, it will be in orbit with Earth somehow for 2 weeks. And then it will go back off somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's going to do because I should have done more research, but from what I've seen, they're not saying that it's going to affect the tide or anything. We'll just see a second moon in the sky.
So it'll probably just be on that like gravitational pull just on the outside, so it just follows it around and gets slingshot around.
For 2 weeks, that's fucking, that's doing some, like, maybe because a few fucking circles around, really.
Or maybe it's going around really slow.
Mm.
It's interesting. Space is a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah. If it's further out than the moon, and surely it's going to be smaller than the moon because it's an asteroid, so we shouldn't be able to see it then, should we? Or not like as big as what we see the moon.
No, but then it depends with the sun. I mean, I get what you're saying. It'd be interesting. When's it supposed to happen, this one?
I'm sure it's like now, or I feel like it was the last week of September. 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay. So pretty much now, any.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I want to keep looking up at that sky, see if I can see it. One thing moon related I have actually seen, I'd seen it a couple of years ago, but there's more videos popping up of the face behind the moon.
See, I was seeing this and I didn't understand where it all come from. Like, what is it like?
So I think it's more flat earthers, where obviously, we've got the firmament, and then it's like either God or fucking aliens.
So, like the Jim Carrey movie where they lived in this,
The Truman Show.
The Truman Show, pretty much.
Yeah, like kind of like that. Okay. But with the whole planet instead of...
Because they had their, like...
Yeah, it was just a big dome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was the picture.
And where the sun and the moon was, that's where all of it was, you know...
It was the
yeah, like the TV hub, studio. Yeah, yeah. The hub of it, all of it.
But yeah, because you could see with one of the videos, it was basically just the way the clouds were and the way the mind can make images out of just... random fucking shapes and that. But then there was like one in Scotland, several in America and like Canada and stuff. And I don't know if it's just because one cunt's done it where you could, it looks like a face in the clouds.
Everyone's that people are
just
high.
Yeah, they're just fucking photoshopping a fucking face. I mean, again, I'm sure you'd be able to do it with like mirrors and like glass or something where you can see a reflection of your own face and then the camera zooming up to the moon and you can see your own or something. I don't know. It's like they used to do it with old school pornos, any, you know, make the cock look even bigger because of the camera angle and stuff. it's only what I've been told. I never used to watch the old pornos. To be fair, I have watched some of the vintage ones and it's just mad.
Like, they don't feel the same, do they?
Nah.
It seems, yeah.
But it's, like, because it doesn't seem forced. There's more of a story to it. Yeah. Like, you know,
well, yeah. I mean, the story's questionable, but I know what you're saying.
Right? Yeah. And, always a big bush. You a bush man? Lord pubic hair, not George W. Bush.
I don't mind either. No. I'm not picky, mate.
Just don't want it in your ass.
Literally, that's all I don't want, mate.
I reckon you're a secret fucking pegger lover, really. I think it really is your cup of tea. Well, moving on from the space, extraterrestrial, and all the that kind of weird things. I keep seeing on the M42. So you know when you've got the bridges, the flyovers, and you can sometimes see the people walking across, all the cars driving above it if it's a junction and that. I'd say probably about 10 times now over the last 6 weeks, I've seen this geezer standing there, hanging his sign over, saying Jesus is with us. So, but if he is, why are you telling us with a fucking sign over the top of the motorway? We don't need to know that. We want to actually get him see him.
More views, more eyes on his message.
But people don't need to see that.
But there's no hate then, and no one's going to stop and, you know, give him hate.
I mean, to be fair, I have bibbed at him. I haven't stuck the finger up like what we did on the way to Liverpool to those kids standing there. But it's just in this day and age, you don't expect to see that as often. More so with what's gone on over recent months and like 12 months and whatever, where British values and Christian Catholic religions can't be pushed out there. You can't put that kind of thought process and religious beliefs out there because it's not a part of the go-to thing at the moment. You know, we've all seen the riots over the last couple of months and that as well. Obviously, with wars that are going on, you know, that's the right thing that you can push and say about this religion, that religion. But Jesus isn't that religion to be hyping up these days, I don't think. Catholics, those nonce priests and that, like, you don't really want to be pushing them ones either, do you? I'm sure they'd love it at a Diddy party, wouldn't they?
I think they would, mate, yeah.
Well, probably not with the adults. If it was the young boys there.
The youngers.
Yeah. You know, prime Justin Bieber, that would have been...
the younglings.
Yeah, that would have been straight for him. But yeah, I just keep seeing him. It's like, mate, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. People don't care. Just take your sign somewhere else. I imagine he's homeless. I don't know. I've not stopped and asked him. Maybe one of the days I will.
You're missing when he's not there, though, mate.
I don't think I will.
Well, you know, coming from a geezer that wants to get bummed.
What? Him or you?
You? I don't get him. I just.
Like, I don't want to. I'll just take the money for it.
I can't look at you, mate. Would you want to be on all fours or legs in the air?
Yeah, I suppose it's on all four, so I don't have to look at him, innit?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Load of lube. Can't go being dry. Would have to wear a condom as well. No bareback. No. Because you don't know if they've got anything then, do you? Yeah. I don't want AIDS cooking, or monkeypox or anything. Or cooking. So, yeah, all fours from behind. Just, yeah, take that money, innit?
Yeah.
Got to earn it some way. Not earn it on this podcast, though. if anyone does want to give donations, though, reach out to us. I can send you some PayPal links or something. It is getting on a bit. We will give some of the correspondence. We haven't got enough time.
Yeah, I can imagine we've got a fair bit, though.
To be honest, there was a couple. Thanks for all the messages in that anyway during the hiatus, the little break. There was a couple not happy that we'd missed last week.
Okay.
So that was two WhatsApps, and I did apologise. I replied on the fucking Monday. Just says, sorry, my fault. You'll hear on the podcast next week. To be fair, it nearly didn't happen today with fucking all the traffic I was in getting over here. I was close to just saying, fuck this. I ain't going. But, and then with the laptop fucking having a mare when we first.
Technical issues.
Oh, God. But we love you, so we have to make
you didn't want no more messages, did you, mate?
No. But we'll start off with James. to be fair, I've not checked the emails for a couple of days, so I expect that he has emailed this week again. Probably giving me shit that we didn't upload last week. Started off obviously because Liverpool beat United, so he's like, yeah, have some of that. Lucky you're on a break, hide from the pain. and then obviously he was expecting me to give him some shit back then because Nottingham Forest beat Liverpool. So he was just like, that game was just a slip, won't ruin our season like yours. We're not a footballing podcast, so we don't need to keep talking about it, do we?
No, I am. Look, to be fair, man, you are shit. There's not really left much you can say about how poor they've been. You know, it's been like it for, but we're not a footballing podcast.
No, it's been going on for too long, and it is annoying. You know, you see a couple of good games. It was a good performance against Crystal Palace as well. It was just Dean Henderson.
Yeah, the goal. Yeah.
I was thinking I was getting a mix up with Jordan Henderson then. But yeah, Dean Henderson, just, you know, ex-United goalkeeper. He had a point to prove and fucking he had a worldie, didn't he? Mm. His distribution was terrible though. Fucking hell. Every time he was trying to clear the ball, out for a throw-in. It's just fucking shocking. So it was just, every team has, it was one of them days where the ball just doesn't go in the back of the net. Excuse me. But yeah, you know, you see a starter play and then it goes on to FC20. Maguire's back in defence and it's just back to fucking Ollie ball where he's just lumping the ball, fucking trying to go for that worldie pass to Rashford on the wing. So I'm hoping it's a better weekend against Tottenham, but we'll see. But yeah, we're not a footballing podcast. We'll go on to Lauren. Now, this is quite topical and she sent this. And it's got even worse. Right. So, I haven't got the fucking tune ready. And it's going to take too long to fucking sort it out.
Why don't you sing it, mate?
Hey, what's wrong with you? So she says, what's up with the weather lately? Hot and cold, mad rain or drought. I can't transition to hot girl autumn with this.
Right. So she's definitely had the right podcast when it comes to weather, because we are a weather podcast.
We fucking love a fucking channel. It is mad. Rain.
We were just literally 24 hours ago, it was flooded now, luckily.
But this morning?
Oh, mate, it was a fucking thunderstorm, and now it looks that little putter there, you could never tell, fucking hell. No. But yeah, no. But yeah,
hot that girl. Was sent before these last couple of days of mad rain.
I know what she's on about because you go really hot when the sun's coming out, then really cold and whatever. But yeah, I mean, I didn't know hot girl autumn was a thing. I know hot girl summer was.
Maybe she's trying to make it a thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, fair play to her.
I mean, can it be hot girl autumn because you're putting more clothes on? maybe hot in temperature wise because you're getting cozy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she means. Otherwise, yeah, it's just jumpers.
What does hot girl summer mean? Now, what does it mean? Are you hot or?
I think they mean it as like they're trying to be sexually attractive.
Oh, so they're trying to be hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Hence hot girls. Okay. So yeah. She's trying to be hot for when. Autumn, sorry.
Mm. Right. But as I say, with more clothes going on, it's harder to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do get it. You do see some outfits and you think, fucking hell, have some of that. But I don't know. Yeah. Fucking man, lads. I don't know how you do with more wintry type of clothes, though, because you don't look at a fucking scarf and think, fuck, I'd love to get that off.
Talking about hot girl fucking autumn, are you going for this thing that I'm going through? So, you know, normally it's cold, the shorts are on. Not so much a t-shirt, but the shorts are always getting flexed.
I mean, I've got my work shorts on now.
I'm starting to like to the point where I'm like, I need to put trousers on now.
Like,
and it's not even that cold, but I'm at the point where I think I'm going to have to invest in some tracksuit bottoms or something now.
I'll show you where to get them from, but these as the work joggers.
Right. No, I'm about in life, like, going for like the dog walk and stuff like that.
Fair enough. Now, I'm still happy flexing the shorts for another month or so, maybe. Pretty much when it's below 5, that's when I'll be working the joggers on. But more so the last couple of days, because of the rain, I've been putting my jogger bottoms on in the morning, taking the dog out, and then getting changed into my work shorts, just so I'm not wearing wet work clothes going out there.
Well, with me, with work, in life, anything I'm doing, shorts is on.
Mm.
The past 2 weeks, I'm not cold, I'm not fucking out. And I've got like a jacket on, shorts and whatnot. But yeah, so maybe I need a hot body. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Mate, I just need a warm, I need to get warm, mate.
Ever just put a jumper on, still keep the shorts on.
Yeah, so like on. Always like sort of long sleeve on the top. The shorts are always getting flexed, mate.
And your shins are starting to get a bit cold.
I'm starting to get a bit, and like that's age, mate.
I was just about to say, you know what that is,
age.
Because I actually did put the fire on the other day, but I was cold because of the rain. And then what's not helped, this cellar that I've been working in, because it's got all the tanks. For the central heating system, not on the floor heating. It's horrendous down there. So, because I'm working in that, and then I'm going to what is a normal temperature of like fucking 14 degrees, whatever it's been, then in mine, on the afternoon, it's not because of the sun direction and that, it's cold then.
Mm.
So, my house isn't insulated well at all.
Right.
So, it's either fucking stupidly hot or it is always cold.
Yeah.
And I'd got back, I'd had my shower and that, and I was like, it's a bit chiller, so I'll just pop that fire on. And within like 20 minutes, I was fucking sweating.
Yeah, I wish you didn't do it.
But I couldn't be arsed to get up. And I'd left it on for like an hour, and the sun had completely set. Now, because I've got that fucking gap on the French doors that lead to the garden, I could feel the draft coming in. Mm. I was like, it was a good call leaving it on then, because I could feel the wind blowing to me while I'm sitting on the sofa. It was just an old balance then.
Oh.
So, yeah, it is age. I used to be able to fucking sit there in shorts and t-shirt, and it'd be absolutely fucking freezing outside. The missus would be there with fucking 6 blankets and dressing gown, everything. And I'm like, oh, it's sweet. But I've noticed.
Definitely age, isn't that?
Yeah, I've noticed last year I was like, yeah, I'll still keep the shorts on in the house, but I'll just keep this jumper on. And then as it did get to the actual winter, I'd sit there with my own little fleece on. Sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah.
Or have the fire on. I don't like the central heating being on, not because it's the man thing, like, turn the heating off. Fucking where I was sitting in the living room, the radiator's right next to me.
Oh, so you just get shrouded.
So the missus wants the heating on, but I'm sitting next to the radiator. I'm like, we'll swap. She's like, no, it's in my fire. Dozy fucker. That's why I don't like the heating on. I'd rather just sit there fucking. Plus, I prefer it being cold in the house because you can get cozy, you can put the blankets around you.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's easier to move
in that sense. But when the heating's on and that, and the house is hot, and you're too hot then, it's harder to cool down. you don't want to open windows then because you've just wasted money with the energy bill. And we don't want to do that with the way the prices are these days.
But in regards to hot girl autumn, you know, what we're saying about that, to summarise it, mate.
We feel your pain.
We do feel it.
Especially with the rain the last couple of days. It has been fucking bolero. So, I don't know, wear thin jackets maybe. So you're getting the autumn look, but you're not getting too warm when it is warm.
Like a strong gym wear. Is that what you're saying?
No, because gym wear's not autumn colours, though, is it?
Ah, there is some.
I don't know.
You can get some greens, get some burgundy in there.
Mm, what about the well, leaf brown and that? Look,
not, not so much the brown.
I'm not a fashionista. I've barely got any clothes to go out in because I just work all the time, then I'll craft. This one cracked me up the other week from Jess. Again, she says, "Hey,
what's wrong with you?" Good cue in there, mate.
Women still wearing juicy tracksuits. Truly vile.
Well, because these come when we was a kid. These were in, weren't they, when we was a youth?
Yeah. And then, back into there.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what I did see. Sorry to go off topic.
It's all right.
There's a cyber Tamagotchi shop. Have you seen that? That only does Tamagotchis?
No. Where's that? Oh, I'm guessing London.
I think so, London. Apparently it's making a comeback as well. Like this juicy tracksuit did. But that, I've seen that when we was youth, these was big. Like Paul's Boutique. Remember all that bollocks?
Yeah, Claire's Accessories and shit.
And then that dropped. And then I seen that it was coming back in a little bit. But I reckon for the winter, for autumn.
Maybe.
So, you know, Lauren, get listening. Maybe it's in.
I don't know. I just never liked them.
I like how people like listen to our podcast, not these two.
They get it.
Yeah, they know
they
about.
Understand.
Yeah. So now, I just named Paul's Boutique, and you just mentioned Claire's Accessories. So you do. We do get it.
Yeah,
we are.
Are they even still open? Is that
Claire's Accessories? Is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I've only ever been in it when I was like 15, 16.
Oh.
I don't know, man. Fucking hell. Yeah, I never liked them because they were that horrible, kind of like a velvety sort of looking material.
Yeah, and they're juicy on the arse, didn't it?
Yeah, always glittery as well.
Yeah.
Why did it have to be fucking fake gems?
Because that's where they want you to look at, isn't it? Because it's juicy.
But it was always skinny, ugly bitches wearing it. Like, you know, it's saying juicy on the arse because you expect a juicy bat on, a juicy bunda. But no, it was fucking skinny, ugly bitches. Or then when it was the ones with the big arses, it's because they were a fat bitch.
Right.
And not the good fat.
Okay.
F-A-T.
Not P-H-A-T.
Nah. Fucking right. Monta. So, nah, it's just not right. Like, I don't get it. I have, to be fair, I think I've never... Look, there's not as many people wearing them like when we was youths, but I think I have always seen these women still walking around. I'm sure my sister still fucking wears them, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, she... Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, mate.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
just
saying?
That classic kind of style for her, really, ain't it? But no, it's never... I'm getting the shivers. Like, you know when that one thing...
Yeah.
Well, some people have multiple things that, like, they'll touch it. Like, you know, nails on a chalkboard kind of thing. Mine, dry sponge. Like, if I've got a fucking... touch the sponge to wash the dishes, I try and like flick it under the tap first because that dry feeling, fucking horrible. And I've got that same feeling with a juicy tracksuit.
Right.
It's Thanks. Just, because it's like those, you can get the pillows when you wipe it one way and then you wipe it the other and you can see like your hand movements and all that. It's just not nice. You know, it's like fucking Ugg boots and Crocs. Like, why are people fucking wearing them?
No, I never get the Crocs because if it rains again, I've seen someone running like literally. I mean, he was working out.
Put him into the turban.
Yeah, well, literally,
at the gym.
He was running, but he was working. It wasn't like he was jogging to meet someone. He was literally
out for a jog.
Out for a jog in Crocs.
But I can't believe there's still such a thing, and they're still going strong. Because like, you can buy the accessories for the them and that.
Or Ghiblis, whatever they're called. I don't know, man. Something like that, yeah.
But again, they're not even cheap, are they?
Nah, I brought baby Kobe a pair. I think it was 15 quid for her, so I was already on sale that I was.
Jesus Christ.
Because for babies, it's just convenient when they go to the child minor, just slip them on. And they're easy to come on and off. But there's no laces or nothing like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone, Velcro's easy to go on and off.
Blinky doos. Fucking hell. I've never worn a pair, I haven't. But nah. Everyone keeps saying they're really comfortable.
I don't care if they're comfortable. I'm not having it. Well, fucking... I was having this discussion while I was in Frankfurt with fucking some of the lads, and I was like, no, I'm never going to wear them. Look, because the one was like, yeah, I'll wear them playing golf. I'm fucking playing golf. Fuck that. But what if one of them balls hits your toes?
Yeah, golf is a weird one to actually...
I think it wasn't what he was actually playing, though, to be fair.
Like, he's at the range or something. Yeah.
Well, no, look, he's going to golf, and he's fucking got his Crocs on, then he'll put his fucking actual golf shoes on. But nah, it's just... Yeah, I'd probably rather get bummed, mate.
Oh.
Well, on that fucking negativity from Ashley, we're going to leave it at that. There is more WhatsApps than that, but it's getting late. It's Friday afternoon. I'm dying for a beer. Ashley's dying for a pegging, and we've got stuff to do.
Yeah, I think... Maybe on the next podcast, we'll just go through them.
Yeah, we'll try and rattle them out straight away.
And yeah, if you know, give you know, in your order, would you like to be peg? No, sorry, one peg, sorry. Shit, suck a dick, or get bummed. Only females, obviously, if it's females, obviously, it's, you've probably done two out of the three.
What, you reckon I've been shot? I mean, I suppose with the females, you could put it the other way. Would you... want to fucking mutt them out, mutt, get scissored, bullshit on.
Yeah, but being like lesbian is kind of like cool, but like, no, I'll be able to
get... Depends on what lesbian you want
to
be, though.
No, but you get what I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, innit, without saying, you get what I'm saying, like, being gay is gay, innit?
Yeah, so...
See, when we look at, basically, what I'm saying, American Pie 2, yeah. Is these when they're doing the construction on the house?
Mm.
Yeah, you know what I mean. On the women's part, everyone wanted to see that. Then when there was like used to do, like, nah.
Yeah, so from a heterosexual male point of view, yeah. It's better to see lesbians than it is to see gays.
Touch his ass, son, you'll like it. That's right.
They were great films back in the day, weren't they?
They just don't make them no more, do they? Stuff like that.
I think they can't, though.
Nah, I couldn't imagine that. It's
too PC, yeah. And it fucking, you know, even the likes of fucking Step Brothers and all that. Because some of the Will Ferrell ones was Get Hard.
Why
fucking Kevin Hart. You know, the way he's putting on the black accent. Yeah. I mean, the best one of all, the OG, Robert Downey Jr., Tropic Thunder. You definitely couldn't do that. Look, not just him blacking up, but fucking playing the disabled lads. Fucking...
Oh, yeah. Look, Ben Stiller's played the retard, didn't he?
yeah. You know, just all the stuff that
it was Jack that something, weren't it? The
character. Simple Jack or Simple. Something, weren't it? Yeah, you can't, well, you can do stuff like that. It's just the backlash. Yeah. I think it's only South Park that have just continued not giving a fuck throughout all the years, really. Fair play to them. I haven't watched that for years now.
No, I think they've like paused it a little bit in terms of, right. No, I won't go into that in case I'm wrong because I saw that on TikTok and I don't know if it was true or not, so I won't bother. Yeah, I'm a spell for fake news.
Well, I felt like there was a new season last year for me, because there was a game last year or the year before, maybe.
Mate, the game, I know I've said this before, the game to. Right.
Tell us about the game, actually. Right. We're all fucking on. So, have you not
played the game?
No. Nah.
So, the game I had, if you was white, it was really easy. But the darker your skin got as your character, it was hard. So, if you was like, black, the game would be really hard. Yeah, and if he was like, I don't know, like had a tan or mixed race, he was like medium. But if he was like white, it was easy. Like, can you like It's you could just don't give up.
No.
I remember we're doing like this can't be right, and he was like literally when you make a character, the lighter risking is, the easier the game was.
Mad, isn't he?
Yeah.
But fair play to him for not giving a fuck, you know. That would be a good guest, the creators of South Park, on the Real Talking podcast. They get it. They know it. But thanks for listening anyway. Keep the sending in the messages and emails and that. You know, as I say, apologies for missing last week. We didn't want to. We tried to do it Saturday and that as well, but it just didn't work. Didn't have enough time. Too much grafts and then other stuff going on. Sunday couldn't happen. Yeah, just the worlds weren't colliding. But we're back, bigger than ever, harder than ever, and hornier than ever. And keep it real. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.